Right, the time now going on for 7:15 on Radio Veritas, and a very good morning to my good friend, Father Victor Ngwenya. Good morning, Victor.
Morning, Emil. How are you, my friend?
Ah, man, it's so lovely. I always love talking with you, even better just being with you, because you inspire me.
Wonderful, Emil. Same here, my brother.
Hey, Victor, listen, you're big time into the Mother of Mercy pilgrimage out in Magaliesburg.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And now there's a big thing going to be happening there one of these days. Why should people come on the pilgrimage that you're organizing now? What's so special about it?
And then really, the idea is to love the place, to know the place, and to enjoy going there.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a time for prayer, worship, and praise. You know.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason, actually, that I'm basing this pilgrimage to happen in Magaliesburg.
Right. Now, the pilgrimage, the Magaliesburg is dedicated to Mother of Mercy, Our Lady.
Yes,
now,
yes.
Our Lady is very much the flavor of the month now, because it's May, the month of May, so I'm dedicated to Our Lady. We've had Fatima, we've had the canonization of the children at Fatima. And we've had Fatima celebrations all over the diocese. Tell us a little bit about why people love Our Lady so much.
Well, you know our tradition as the Catholic Church, and Mary being part of this church. We are very blessed to say, Emil, that we've been given Mary as our mother. I mean, from the cross itself, when Christ said to John, "Here is your mother, and mother, here is your son."
Yeah.
Then Mary was given to us. We have a part of existence in Mary, and we cannot ignore the fact that she has graced us by giving us her son, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So with all the events and activities that are happening and are centered around Mary, so it gives us again an opportunity to know her more, to love her, and to walk with her dearly.
Yes, indeed. Well, you know, I was very inspired when I watched, for example, the scenes from Fatima, where the Holy Father was, and how these thousands of people came there to celebrate the centenary of Our Lady's apparitions. And I'm just so deeply struck by the number of people who have a deep, deep devotion to Our Lady.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I think
I also have a big devotion to Our Lady, by the way.
Okay, all right.
Even though I'm not an operate priest, but I am a great devotion to Our Lady. I love her. The things she has done for me, my communication with her, and I guess many of us, many people who are very devoted to Mary,
it's because
of her existence.
Right.
And we feel her presence when we communicate with her.
Okay, all right. So there it is. So you've got a deep devotion to Our Lady. Now tell me, Victor, this pilgrimage which is being arranged, when is it?
It's on Saturday, Emil, on the 20th of May.
Yes.
We will start at 6 o'clock.
All right.
With the procession of the statue.
Right.
And then the reflections of the Holy Rosary.
Right.
And then we will be having the reconciliation services, whereby we will be inviting people to go for confessions.
Right.
Now, and then during the confessions, there will be homilies and reflections given by different priests.
All right. But now tell me, Victor, what is there? I mean, I know that the shrine is in its beginnings. So if people go there, are they going to be sitting outside in the mud? Is there a building they can go into? Are there toilets? Are there, you know, put people's mind at peace about the shrine.
Yes. Thank you for asking. For now, they will be outside, and we pray that the rain may not grace us with its presence. So we are praying not for rain on that day.
All right.
But what we've been discussing with Father Charles, the rector of the shrine, we are thinking of getting a marquee tent.
Right.
So today I will be going back to Magalies to find out the arrangement about the tent.
Okay. Because a marquee might be better. I mean, it's going to be right through the night, isn't it?
Yes. Right through the night until 6 in the morning.
So it's not exactly hot at the moment, so marquee might be a better idea.
Yes, it's true.
And so how many people are you expecting?
We are expecting almost about 2.5 to 3,000 people.
Wow. Wow. And yes. you think you'll get those?
I think so. And Mary will bring many as she could.
Wow. Well, I wish you well with that. I really do. Will most people be coming by bus, or must they come by car?
Yeah, we have suggested and alerted people that it will be better if they use buses.
Yes.
More than cars, because now the space for parking is really limited.
Okay.
Yes.
So better come by bus.
Better come by bus.
All right. So it starts on Friday evening at 6 o'clock.
No, Saturday. Saturday, Emil.
Oh, Saturday. I beg your pardon.
Church, yes.
Saturday evening. And it goes through until Sunday morning.
It goes to Sunday morning, yes.
So throughout the night, there'll be opportunity for confession, for praise, worship, adoration, blessed sacrament.
Anointing, you name them.
Everything will be there. And
everything will be there.
A number of priests?
The number of priests you are expecting is 30.
30, okay.
Yeah, 30 priests will be helping us with confessions.
All right. And the bishop won't be there or anything like that?
Yes, Auxiliary Bishop, he confirmed that he will be present.
Oh, he will be?
Yes.
Oh, that's very good. That's excellent. Okay. Yeah. So then, is there any cost involved?
No. We have made it clear that this is not a fundraising trip.
All right.
It's a trip where it's a pilgrimage. We go to pray, to love the place.
Right.
So there is no cost at any time point given that we are charging people to enter Makaris or we are charging people for fundraising. No.
All right.
We are not fundraising.
Now, Victor, tell me, can people buy anything there, like sweets and cold drinks, or must they bring all their own stuff?
Well, yeah, Farachan told me that there will be snacks that we've sold, but people, they have to bring their own supper or dinner or something like that.
Yes.
Just to be on the safe side.
Yeah. And I suppose...
I mean, most pilgrimage, when they go to Jongweni and Ngome, they have their own boss, their own food prepared.
Yeah. I must say, I'm always amazed that when you have gatherings like this and bigger gatherings, our African people never say, are there going to be beds? They come to pray, and they come to, if they have to sleep, they'll lie down and sleep on the ground.
Yes.
No problem.
It's so amazing, when you go to these places and you see how people are faithful in their faith, really, it does make one to think otherwise about the events that we are organizing.
All right, yes. Yeah. I suppose there's water there, isn't there?
There is water. And there are toilets that have been organized.
All right.
So we are really getting on the point with the organizing things that will be most needed in the weekend.
Right, okay. Okay, so there we go. So it's a pilgrimage, and it's going to be an all-night vigil, Saturday evening, this Saturday evening, starting at 6 in the evening until 6 the next morning. There will be an opportunity for confession, for singing, for praying, with the rosary. There will be Mass. What time will the Mass be?
Mass will be at 12 o'clock.
Midnight?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I must say, I admire you being able to do this sort of thing, right through the night.
Get your feds and daddy. You are most welcome as well, eh?
Hey, I can tell you. Yes. No, I understand. Victor, listen, is anything more you'd like to share with us about this wonderful event happening at Mother of Mercy?
I will ask the people who are coming to dress warmly, Emil, and bring the temperatures,
Okay.
To dress warmly, we really can't predict the weather.
Mm.
Yeah, we can't predict the weather. So I will ask really individuals to dress warmly and to be there on time, of course.
Right.
Because we don't want to disturb the traffic.
Right.
As you know, that the street to Mount Grace is the busiest road.
Yes.
Between Mahalisbeck and Rustenburg, so we don't want to be in loggerheads with the law.
Tell me now, just before we part, the shrine, the Mother of Mercy shrine, has anything been built at all at this stage?
Not yet.
Not
what,
yet.
What has happened is that there are existing buildings
right.
that were there.
Yes.
The David's camp. But now they've been renovated. You know, you can see that there's something that is going on.
Okay.
Yeah, but for the building, nothing has taken place yet.
Nothing yet, yes. So the diocese is still raising money for the shrine, isn't it?
So I'm told, yes.
So they continue
to ask for funds.
Right, yes. You don't know how the fundraising is going.
No, not at all.
Anyway, that's not your concern right now. Your concern is the pilgrimage and this vigil on the evening of the 20th. I wish you well with that. I hope it's going to be a moment.
Thank you very much, Emil.
A moment of grace to you and everybody else. Thank you for what you're
doing. Thank you very much, Emil. Thanks for interviewing us, Emil.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Victor. God bless you.
May God bless you all. Thank you, Emil.
Thank you so much. That was Father Victor Ngwenya. He's a parish priest in Soweto, and he's part of the organizing body organizing this Mother of Mercy pilgrimage this coming Saturday, starting on Saturday evening, 6 o'clock, right through the night until 6 the next morning, where they will be praying, singing, worshipping, confession, anointing, mass, you name it. It's all going to be happening right through the night. So do get your friends together, speak to your, well, it's a bit late now speaking to your parish priest, because I guess by now you should have organized yourselves, but it's never too late. You can still go and join in the fun and the prayer and the praise. The time, 26 minutes past 7.